It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Teddy J, and the drive home to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Give us a call at 617-779-7937. And as much as it was awesome to hear the legend, Joe Castiglione, make that call, I can't even imagine what yesterday's game would have sounded like if it was Will Fleming, or better yet, Cooper Boardman. There, it would have been a lot of volume. I really love Will Fleming on the call. I think he does an amazing job because he's one of us. Like, he's somebody that it seems seemed completely frustrated with his team and, like, just pissed off almost when they were as horrible as they were. So when this team started performing well over the last couple of weeks, you heard him lose his mind, which is great, because at home, I think we were kind of doing the same thing. You audibly heard him high-five Will Middlebrooks during that final game of the White Sox series.
I feel like you're stupid. I feel like you're setting me up for this. I literally just got a text from Will, okay? Now, I don't know if he's listening on delay, because he says, FYI, Loftus is wrong. So we had started the show talking about our sales manager, Mike Loftus, who had we were talking before the show, and Loftus said, basically, he's kind of disappointed they won the game yesterday because he wants them to spur action and go out and get somebody big, and he thinks they're just going to kind of moneyball it and not do anything, which is kind of how I believe that. I'm going to believe it when I see it with Breslow, because he just hasn't done that in season for a big bat. However, Will says they are trying to swing big. They are trying to swing big. That's
Will, you and I right here, Will, I'm telling you, like I have been saying this, the same thing, is that Breslow's job has been on the line for the entire season. I mean, they've been awful, and there's been articles written about him. They say that he needs a translator to speak to anybody, you know, in the organization. You know, he has been getting absolutely killed. And you know what you do when your job's on the line? You put your balls out there, and you try to do something drastic to shake things up. And right now, you are finally in a position where you legitimately, for the right reasons, could go all in. And what that means to me is save your job, Craig Breslow, and bring in a bat.
Full on. Because balls on the table.
Absolutely. Just, you know, put them clankers out.
You and Will are simpatico. Wow.
I'm telling you, we're on the same page. When I hear him do play-by-play, I'm like, he's one of us. Like, I can hear his soul dying when they were playing awful.
Well, right, then, but is that a wish that's going to happen, or is that actually based in
probably
heaven?
Like Shibuzi said, one, here comes the two to the three to the four.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, maybe that's not me. But what we can go back on is we can go back on when we had Ken Rosenthal on the show, and he said that ownership.
That was Buster.
Was making
Buster
calls.
Said that.
Oh, Buster only. Okay. Mm-hmm. Buster only was on our show, and he said that ownership was making calls to get a big bat. And that was when they were awful. So you don't think they're doing that now when they think they legitimately could have a shot?
Well, where did those calls lead to? Nothing. I mean, it was, again, Bubkis. If they were making calls, they got nothing done. Then they talked about pivoting, right? I mean, that was Sam Kennedy, who on the record said we might have to think about pivoting.
Yes.
Now it's been, well, Breslow has said we're not giving up. To his credit, he threw all this, has said that. But then it's a whole other leap to say we're going, quote, all in, and to go out and get somebody. And I don't even think it's smart for a rental. If you're going to get somebody, you need somebody with term at the back end of it. Because you have a young group, a sort of young group. I mean, they do have some veterans, obviously Gray and Ranger. But Ranger's going to be here 5 years now. You signed that long-term deal. I would get somebody that at least has a year or two on the back end of that.
Yeah, Breslow, get pissed. You know, remember everything everybody said about you. Remember the awful articles that were written. Remember the stuff that our station said, that everyone's been saying about how this has been an embarrassment, an all-time bad Red Sox team.
I'm pissed.
And you know what? Make the kind of move so the end of the season you can stick a middle finger in all of their faces, faces.
But what's Breslow going to say, Ken? Like, we're giving up? You know, you can't say that. I just feel like we do the same song and dance every year, and I just end up disappointed.
Well, they did make the playoffs last year. I mean, that's one thing you got to give him that credit for. I mean, so if he puts together another postseason run, then that's a 2-year pretty impressive body of work for a guy who just took over a few years ago.
I don't know if we can use that as the gauge just to make the playoffs. Like, I mean, this has been a disaster. It's been awful. And this team, I mean, honestly, let's say they just played regular baseball and just both years they got knocked out the first round. You would think that's acceptable?
No,
you
want to
see. You think that's something where you want to keep somebody's job longer?
Well, you want to see an arrow in the upward direction. I think last year people were definitely happy, you know, making the postseason. Granted, you don't want to lose to the Yankees. That's never good. But that was good progress. And then you wanted to see them go out and spend, which they did, but only on pitching. They pivoted bizarrely away from Pete Alonso, who's had a good first half. How good would you be with this team and Pete Alonso in the middle of the lineup right now?
Schwarber, the favorite to win tonight, the home run derby.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of issues with that. And that's the other part of it, too, is that as much as I want Craig Broza to go on, do you trust him? Do you trust him to bring in a good bat? As a matter of fact, let's go to Jesse on line one. Jesse, what's happening, my man? How you doing?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. So I have a proposal, all right? So this guy, Breslow, you have to give him credit. He's excellent at getting pitchers for us. He's been great. Past Suarez, everybody. But on the other side of things, with the exception of Contreras and maybe Durbin's heating up, the guy pretty much blows at everything else, especially the trade deadline. So I say we have you guys, Rich, Ken, and Tez, on the trade deadline. And I like the idea of Jeremy Peña. I would love
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
You guys can also help him. You guys do the radio. You guys can help him with his human-to-human skills.
There we go.
Instead of doing all these AI interviews. So that's my proposal.
Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate
that. That's the first support of my Jeremy Peña proposal in weeks. So I appreciate
that. But listen, I got to... You know, there are things you give him credit for. He's absolutely right. The pitching that he's brought in is fantastic. And you know what? Maybe we're going to look back and say the decision to get rid of Alex Cora and bring in Chad Tracy was a good move. Because right now, just comparing the sample size we have for this season, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worked so far. Yep. Like, Chad Tracy has a better record. This team is
playing
better.
He's 36 and 31. Cora was 10 and 17. So just factually, he made the right move. I mean, right now, it's not even close.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I keep saying this, but I mean it, is that it's time to give Chad Tracy a lot of credit. I mean, he's holding this team together. He seems to be pushing all the right buttons. They're not making as many stupid mistakes as they did at the beginning. That was the one thing, is they were playing bad baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, oh my God, the amount of people that they would strand on base. I mean, it's not like the Red Sox don't do that anymore, but I mean, it was like infuriating.
Well, can you imagine being a Mets fan? So all the money they spent, and they do have Juan Soto, but Soto drops the ball to start that game Friday.
Yeah.
And that's a key to deciding the game. And then yesterday, Francisco Lindor, who had a good game up until that point, a huge error in the ninth. It would have been a game-ending double play, and that blows it. It's like you understand how Mets fans must feel. That was the Red Sox a couple weeks ago, but the Mets are even more Red Sox than you are.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, there's also, like, you know, how the Red Sox or the Yankees fans felt when the Red Sox swept them. I mean, at the time, like, the Yankees series was the first one that made you go, oh, my goodness, that was unbelievable.
It was shocking.
How did you do that?
Plus the late plane coming back on the, you know, facing Schlittler on that Thursday.
Well, now we should root for late planes because they play very well when they show up at 4:15 like they did the other night, which is still insane how a team can. In this day and age, especially when the game was over at like 5 p.m. the day before, it wasn't like a late game or anything, that they still got there at like 2 hours before first pitch. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Tim.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Thanks, bud.
I wanted to say, man, Ken, I agree with you 100%. I'm not in for a loner. I don't even blame Bledsoe. If Bledsoe is out of his hands, man, these guys got all the control. I want to see the Sox. I'm glad they're doing well. I want to see them play a team that's got solid pitchers and solid hitters and then see what they really do.
You're going to see it next, Tim. Tim, you're about to see it against Tampa Bay because that's how things start.
Yeah, that's what I'm with you, Rich. I agree, man. Let's see the good teams and then see if they really are going to do it. Then they don't do anything if they don't go anywhere.
Absolutely. And you know what, Tim? You know, I give this, first of all, if you sweep three teams in a row, like that's, I don't care how good or bad they are, that's impressive. Like, that's really, especially on the road, that's impressive as hell. But the fact that, you know, Ted doesn't give them enough credit for the White Sox sweep, but the White Sox were one of the hottest teams in the league.
Yeah, they were.
When they started playing them, I think they had won like 11 or 12 in a row, and they had not lost a series yet at home.
They were like 24 and 6 at home.
Yeah, so I just think that you've got to start paying attention. Like, they have earned your attention.
Now, Tampa, you played Tampa in June. Remember that series? You got swept there. One of them, Nick Martinez, beat Tolley straight up. You lost 4-3, and then the other one. You remember we were on the air afterward. Drew Rasmussen struck out the first three batters in the Sox order three times in a row.
That's
for the first time in modern baseball history.
Yeah.
It was one of the low points of the year because they were 12 under. It was their worst record at that point since 1997. So you've played Tampa. They pretty much kicked your ass you know, left, right, center. Somewhat close games, but still, they are clearly the best team in the American League. They've proven that.
My fear is that this team, Craig Breslow, John Henry, what they are going to say before the trade deadline is, well, two of our biggest stars are injured. And getting Garrett Crochet back and getting Roman Anthony back, that's like doing something at the trade
deadline.
That's
our own rental. Yeah.
Oh,
you'd love those.
That would drive me insane. Because first of all, you don't know how they're going to be when they get back. But second of all, what a missed opportunity. I hope that Breslow still thinks his job's in jeopardy. I really do. I hope that he doesn't feel that this has saved him and this has redeemed him. Mm-hmm. I want him to pull a move of a desperate manager because it's the right move.
Right. Let's go, Breslow.
Yeah, come on, Breslow.
Get on
right.
the phone.
Let's do it. You know, and if ownership's calling for a bat, then they're not doing a good enough job.
Correct.
Come on, John.
Come on, Theo.
That's right. Step out from under your parasol.
By the way, might I give our league leaders and who's circling the drain, presented by Drains by James. It is stunning, Rich. They're 30th in home runs, 28th in runs scored, but 4th in ERA and 3rd in all the important defensive metrics. So it is truly the haves and have-nots. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At drainsbyjames.com and at Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes.
Yes. All right. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. And we'll take your calls because they're in a position where now not only should you be paying attention, they need to be paying attention to the fans. You've got them. They're back. Don't lose them. Don't F this up. You have a golden opportunity to make this. To redeem this awful season that you started with, which, by the way, talk about an all-time great story if you end up pulling something off here.
Historic. I mean, factually never been done, I think, from where they were to come back and make the postseason.
Absolutely. So I want Craig Breslow to pretend his job is still on the line. Do something drastic. Do it. Save your job. Please. Don't blow this chance because, man, nobody thought you were going to have it in the first place. All right, we'll take your calls next.